A trip to the Gamble House is a unique experience. Walk up the front stairs and you're handed blue plastic booties that look like shower caps to pull over your shoes.
Here you go. Put them over your shoe, your boot.
It seems odd, but it's all to preserve the pristine, century-old hardwood floors. For guests, the first step inside is breathtaking.
For me, I respond to like how dark and romantic it is, and it's so overwhelming, and it's a masterpiece. It's so beautiful.
That's Elizabeth Klein, the assistant director of Machine Project, an arts collective from Echo Park. For 2 weeks, Klein and her group are transforming the space, embedding live performances, poetry, dance, and art into each room of the Gamble House for the public to see. It's an ambitious concept, but Machine Project is no stranger to taking over unconventional spaces.
We're known for doing a lot of site-specific projects out in museums or parking lots or swimming pools or helicopters or things all over. And it was a really interesting challenge to do something within a work of art.
Machine Project took the house, a work of art in itself, and enlivened it. Videos are projected on the walls of a linen closet. Dancer Nick Duran performs up and down the main staircase. Open one closet door, and a poet is there, waiting to read a poem for only you to hear. And in the downstairs bedroom, artists lounge in twin beds, wearing bathrobes and sweatpants, hair must. Their performance is called Bed Conversations, and they lie there, riffing about everything and anything, from texting habits to Chinese food. Guests sit cross-legged and kneel by the beds to watch and to laugh at the flowing chatter. Monique Harris was there.
It's almost like you're watching somebody just living in the house and watching them converse while you're there, which is a little bit weird, but also kind of awesome.
This was Harris's second visit to the home, and the new art brought her back, allowing her to experience the historical space from a fresh perspective.
The Gamble House and historic homes traditionally have this been there, done there problem where you only go once because you feel like you've seen it and you've experienced all there is to do. And so this idea that we could enliven it or highlight things through the artist's lens that maybe the docents or the historians don't highlight.
One highlight, a colorful projection of light dancing on the opaque glass windows of the dining room, struck Harris with its beauty.
Just seeing it morph across the glass and make the glass come alive. At first, I was like, wait, was that happening when I was here the last time? And then I'm like, wow, that's gorgeous.
Machine Project's stay at the Gamble House runs through the week. Stephanie Case, Annenberg Radio News.